It improves the living environment. It generates employment. It also has other benefits. It reduces emissions.
It's not just the direct benefits, but the indirect benefits. Part of the project requires to use local people, local labor.
First of all, the real benefit, what people see immediately, is their pocket economically.
We will create jobs, opportunities. Then you will have, of course, a transfer of technology, technology that does not exist.
What all these people have in common is that they have participated in projects that got registered under the Clean Development Mechanism of the Kyoto Protocol. Under the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, projects in developing countries that can reduce emissions can earn credits or carbon credits. These credits are sold to developed countries that have a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to reduce emissions. CDM projects not only reduce emissions, but they also generate employment and transfer technology from developed countries to developing countries. So what types of projects are these? Let's listen to Luasa Kazitiani from the Department of Minerals and Energy of South Africa.
Projects that would assist in avoiding the use of fossil fuels. So renewable energy projects, for example, a project that involves generating electricity from a renewable source, for example, from water, or generating electricity from the sun or from wind. And also energy efficiency is also a typical example. We've got waste to electricity type of projects. The result of that is less burning of fossil fuels, which means that it's less emissions of greenhouse gases.
To learn more about CDM projects, we also spoke to Fabrice Lesacher, a project developer from a company called EcoSure.
The project that leads to greenhouse gas emission reductions could be urban waste treatment, industrial waste treatment. It could be fuel switch in the cement plants, in the sugar industries. It could be fuel switch in breweries, in the oil sector. So if you think you have a project that reduces greenhouse gas emissions, then you should be able to get carbon credits, so a financial bonus that will increase your project's viability and will ease the project financing.
Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM projects, could bring many benefits to local communities in developing countries, according to people who have participated in these types of projects. Could countries in Africa also benefit from CDM projects? Let's listen to Tosin Panu-Panu, chair of the Africa Group of Climate Negotiators.
Africa could benefit in many ways. The Clean Development Mechanism can contribute to the sustainable development of Africa. That is, it can generate employment, which can be long-term, sustainable. The Clean Development Mechanism can also help in terms of positive impact as far as the local environment is concerned, because there'll be less emissions. The Clean Development Mechanism can also help the local communities. So CDM can have a positive impact on Africa in many ways.
As Tosin Panu-Panu says, Africa can benefit in many ways. But is there potential for Clean Development Mechanism or CDM projects in Africa? Let's listen to Victor Fodeke from the Ministry of Environment in Nigeria.
Africa is a potential gold mine of renewable energy. We have the highest mean solar radiation in the whole world. We have abundant silicon to manufacture the solar panels. We have rivers, streams and lakes that can be used for small hydro. We have a lot of biomass that is a waste right now that when it gets decomposed releases a lot of methane, that biomass to energy. All of this geothermal, they are there. All of these are wasted potentials that if we harness this, Africa will take the rightful place in sustainable development and in the real development.
Victor Fodeke is not the only one who thinks that there is great potential for CDM projects in Africa. Let's listen to Masamba Thioya from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
We identified that more than 3,000 projects could be implemented in Africa, CDM project. We have studied 44 countries in all sub-Saharan Africa, and all the countries have potential, but the biggest potential is in countries like Nigeria and South Africa. We have also interesting potential in Angola, where you have oil production. In Ivory Coast also, we have an interesting potential, but in all the countries, there is a potential.
Africa, it took a lot of time to make the people understand the benefits of this, but this picture is a bit old now, and it seems that it is really going well at the moment.
Fabrice Le Sachet, a project developer of CDM projects, believes that the groundwork has been laid in Africa for these types of projects. But what would make these clean development mechanism projects viable in the future? Is it the carbon credits? Let's listen to another project developer of CDM projects in Africa, Heng Sa, from the company Eco Securities.
Yeah, it is, I would say, 100% the carbon credits. Actually, to some extent, the financial value of the carbon credit, but to a much bigger extent, the fact that it reduces emissions and that the company can show externally that it is possible to run an operation in a profitable way and do something which benefits the environment at the same time.
So if someone has an idea for a CDM project, what should they do? What would be the first step to take? Let's listen to what people who are involved in the clean development mechanism have to say.
The first thing to be done is to develop a project idea. At this stage, it is now possible to find some finance that can be interested if the idea is a good idea. And they can support the project, help, for example, to develop the project design document, and they can help until the project be registered.
First thing you need to do to get informed, get to the DNA in your country, the focal point for CDM in your country, who are known as the designated national authority. Get to the focal ministry there. They will tell you of what you should do.
I would say if someone wants to participate in a CDM project, to see what is happening around in your region, contact people who have already benefited from the CDM. So it's you learn from the experiences which people already have.
The advice I'll give to people who might be interested in the CDM projects in Africa is for people to be persistent. And also, I think one must have a sort of passion for the benefits that CDM brings altogether to the community, to its own people. And I think if one combines these two, really the obstacles are just challenges and not something to prevent you.
People who have participated in clean development mechanism projects in the past often say that the procedure can be difficult and last a long time. Despite the challenges, has it been a worthwhile experience? Let's listen to people who have participated in CDM projects in Africa.
No, I think it definitely is worth it. We've all learned through the process. No doubt, it's been a valuable lesson, and it's only through these learning lessons that we can actually inform future processes. I think the aim at the end of the day has been to cut carbon emissions, to improve people's quality of life, and to look at financial win-win options.
Sure, it's a tough road, but when successful, it's very much worth it. It is possible to run an operation in a profitable way and do something which benefits the environment at the same time.
CDM, Clean Development Mechanism, is an instrument really to help, especially our part of the developing world, especially in Africa. But unfortunately, we are the ones who are least using the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.